essentially what happens is if you want the dominant to sound like a tonic, then you precede it with its own dominant. Let me illustrate in the piece that we were dealing with, because you're in the key of G in this case, doesn't matter which key, but in this key, okay? And this is the dominant of the key of that we're in originally. And then you hear that, you want to come back to. Now, we want this to sound, that's the dominant at this point. We want to make it sound like a tonic. In this case, it happens to be D. Well, D has its own dominant. Count up five notes from D, you'll get to A. And so let's put in the dominant of the dominant. And then D sounds like a tonic. That's also somewhat of a simplification, but that's essentially what happens. That's why I say dominant is so important. Is because if you want to make something sound like a tonic, bring in the dominant. And then whatever that dominant is the dominant of will sound like a tonic. And I can do that. I can go, I can be here, and then I can go there. Or I could do something more far-reaching. I could go to a completely different key. And then, now that begins to sound like a dominant. And I could, I could keep going round and round like that. Just keep going. So that's, in a nutshell, what happens.